This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for November 11th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a laboratory investigation published by JNS Spine today. Laminectomy, durotomy, and pyotomy effects on spinal cord intramedullary pressure in severe cervical and thoracic kyphotic deformity, a cadaveric study. A laboratory investigation by John Weinstone and colleagues. Patients with cervical or thoracic kyphotic deformity can present a clinical treatment challenge. Two long-standing principles in spinal surgery have been 1. Laminectomy alone for cervical or thoracic kyphotic deformity with myelopathy can be relatively ineffective. And 2. Operative treatment of cervical or thoracic kyphotic deformity is associated with an increased risk of spinal cord injury. Using a cadaveric model of cervical and thoracic kyphotic deformity, the authors attempted to explain these long-standing principles by studying spinal cord intramedullary pressure. The creation of cervical and thoracic kyphotic deformity resulted in significant increases in intramedullary pressure. After laminectomies, the mean cervical and thoracic intramedullary pressure was reduced by only 22.5 and 18.5% respectively. After mid-sagittal durotomies, the mean cervical and thoracic intramedullary pressure was reduced by 62.8 and 69.9% respectively. After mid-sagittal pile incisions, the mean cervical and thoracic intramedullary pressure was reduced by 91.3 and 105.9% respectively. In two cadavers in which a kyphotic deformity was created and then corrected, the change in intramedullary pressure increased with the creation of the deformity and then returned to zero when the deformity was corrected. This study helps explain the pathophysiology of myelopathy in kyphotic deformity and the failure of laminectomy alone for treatment of cervical and thoracic kyphotic deformity with myelopathy. In addition, the study emphasizes the need for correction of deformity during operative treatment of kyphotic deformity, the need for maintaining adequate intraoperative blood pressure during operative treatment, and the higher risk of spinal cord injury associated with operative treatment of kyphotic deformity. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.